When did water beat car? Poor old Isuzu truck had to get towed out of the Pioneer River after it ran into trouble at the boat ramp trying to launch some kayaks. And unfortunately, when it comes to the battle, cars very rarely beat water. So, what went wrong? I want to hear all the details. Maddie from Takowie, when did water beat car?
Well, a couple of years ago, my dad had just finished doing up his new Triton. It was all painted, bull bars, a lot, and he decided to go camping on Grass Tree Beach. Unfortunately, he didn't camp far enough up the beach, and a full moon and a king tide equaled. He woke up because he had a tent, a rooftop tent. He woke up with water in the rooftop tent.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I get a frantic phone call about 4 o'clock in the morning saying that the car is ruined and he needs me to come and get him. And yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare. We ended up dragging it out the next day and got it towed, but like it was written off. It lost the whole thing.
Oh, that's devastating.
Yeah, he was not happy. He'd only had it for about a week finished.
Oh, that hurts to hear. But also, you see in those movies people who wake up and their mattress is floating in a lake or a river or somewhere. It must have felt a little like that to wake up and just be surrounded by water.
Absolutely, yeah. And he had his dog with him and the dog was just like, I'm out of here, and just kind of jumped out and was swimming for the shore. So, yeah, that was the hilarity in it, which didn't really kick in until like a couple of weeks later. He was just like, my dog just like left me there. Like, what the?
I love that so much. Thanks for calling.
That's okay.